Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Pasture weed control is something that is typically dealt with later in the season, but Extension educator Ben Beckman says leafy spurge has gotten off to an early start this year. On today's Almanac, he talks about why ranchers might be seeing leafy spurge early and what they can do about it.
And we just wanted to highlight this for folks that, you know, a lot of producers probably are aware of this somewhat, that traditional window for controlling leafy spurge, when you start to see those yellow brackets set out, has seemed to creep up a little bit earlier and earlier in the spring every year. And we just wanted to make it a little bit more of an actual awareness type thing, you know, as we're getting ready. Spring is such a busy time already. And to throw spurge control, you know, into that mix of everything else going on, we might need to do a little bit more planning ahead of time and get some things lined up. And so just something to get some wheels turning in producers' heads as they go about planning everything that they need to get accomplished in the springtime period. There's not something specific that we could pinpoint. You know, we talked with Eric Hunt, who's our, you know, meteorologist and climatologist here at the university, and I had him review this article and give us some thoughts. And really, we've seen a general trend in increasing temperatures in the spring. Really, when you look at soil temperatures, that is what a lot of times really triggers plant growth and triggers things to really turn on and start their rehabilitation from the winter and the spring period. And I think, you know, we've noticed that as producers, it seems like we're able to get out and get crops into the field a lot sooner than I remember growing up as a kid. And so it's the same thing, you know, when we look at some of our different plant species around that spring period, you know, we've got plenty of cool days still, but in general, we've had more warmth during that period that increases soil temperatures faster. And so that just triggers those plants to start growth faster and to go reproductive even quicker in the season. And so we're seeing that, again, that blooming, that brack set of spurge occur earlier. And that is just something that we need to move up our herbicide application window to match that earlier blooming time. So when we're looking at controlling leafy spurge, there's two actual kind of windows that we want to go about getting control on the plant. And that springtime set, we're wanting to knock down the plant and get some control on it. But the real big thing that we don't want to have happen is to have any seed set, because spurge is a very prolific seed producer. And so if we let that plant get to the point where it can actually produce some seed, you know, we're going to just explode that patch. And that's why, you know, you miss one plant, it seems like you come back a year or two later and you've got this huge patch of spurge. A lot of that has to do with the prolific nature of spurge producing seed. And so when we're trying to get good control on it, when we get it right at the beginning of that blooming period, we're able to knock down those plants, stop it from producing seed, but we're not so early that it's going to try to rebound and come back later on and flower again later on in the year, where we'd have to come back and do control again. So, you know, it's kind of the optimum time to really knock back that plant in the spring, set it back, let some of our other pasture plants hopefully increase in vigor and take over, you know, a little bit of the growth in that area, but really stop seed production. You know, the other time is if we can keep track of that area, come back in the fall then before we get a good frost, and before those leaves really start to turn and drop, and do another application. You know, that fall period is where we really see good kills on stands as that plant's translocating nutrients down to the roots to get through the winter period. If we can get herbicide there, it's going to pull all that down to the roots, and we can get a really good kill on a stand if we get a good fall application. And so those are the two times, but here in the spring, we really want to hit that early brack set so we can stop seed production and knock down those plants for the growing season.
Today's program was a portion of an interview from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.